It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I'm not going to lie. This garbage is a little bit darker than the other garbages.
Oh, great. Yeah, Liv, really bringing the mood up. Thank you.
I'll end with a good story, though. So first, I'll go to Sheryl Crow, and she's speaking out about the molestation allegations brought against Michael Jackson in the documentary Leaving Neverland. Crow performed with Jackson during the years when James Safechuck, who appeared in Leaving Neverland, was also traveling with Jackson. She said, Safechuck was a great kid and the whole time he was with us, which was the better half of an 18-month tour. I always wondered, what in the world are his parents doing, you know? When asked if she guessed what Jackson was doing to Safechuck, Crow said that she thought there were a lot of exceptions made because of Jackson's status at the time. Cheryl added, he didn't intentionally project it, but it was a part of his aura, this almost being untouchable and almost alien-like. And yeah, I mean, I'm sad and I'm mad at a lot of people. I feel like there was just a huge network of people that allowed all of that to go on, and it's just tragic. Casey Affleck has opened up about the sexual harassment allegations made against him. The actor and director was sued by two women who worked with him on his 2010 film, I'm Still Here. He discussed the industry fallout with Dax Shepard on his podcast on Monday. Affleck said he's an ardent supporter of the Me Too movement, saying it was preposterous not to be. Affleck made the conscious decision to stay quiet when two civil lawsuits claiming sexual misconduct against him began to gain steam in the media. Eventually, two more women employed on the set defended Affleck's conduct on set, insisting they had never seen anything that was out of the ordinary. Affleck said he appreciated the gesture, but added he still held responsibility either way because he was the boss on set. He said, I think it's a lesson that I had to sort of learn and be humbled about. I was a producer. I was technically the boss. Are women paid 70 cents on the dollar? Are women constantly giving mountain of stuff at work? Are men believed over women and promoted over women? Are screenplays written with male leads? On and on and on. Yes, 100%. That's really what is important and has to change. He said the next generation of kids were coming up like a tidal wave and would sweep through the social changes that have been so difficult for the generation preceding them. I think that was a great response to all of those allegations. Adam Lambert, who is currently touring as a lead singer for Queen, talked about homophobia he has experienced in the music industry and that it came from music executives worried about how he would be accepted.
My experience with homophobia within the music industry has just been about certain barriers that were put in place. I think in many cases, a lot of the people that were the gatekeepers in these situations might not have been homophobic themselves on a personal level, but were fearful of how it would work for an openly gay artist to work in a mainstream music situation. So a lot of it was resistance, fear, and uncertainty.
I think that's interesting. Taylor Swift held this second Lover secret session Sunday night, and it reportedly lasted 13 hours. So that's where she invites some of her top fans to her home, her private location, and she plays the album for them before it's even released. It started at 4 p.m. and ended at 5 a.m.
There better be some pizza or some Taco Bell.
Apparently, she home makes goodies for everyone. Swift played 113 fans her new album at her Nashville home. One guest tweeted about a collaboration with Katy Perry and Selena Gomez before deleting it. You sign an NDA when you go into her home for these things.
Yeah, you're not allowed to put that information out there.
Right. Allegedly, Perry, Gomez, and Swift do a song about female empowerment. Yes, I am here for it.
It's Liv's new theme song.
Yes. Some fans were quick to shoot down such a rumor after all guests are expected to keep their lips sealed and any leaks from the secret sessions are practically impossible to confirm. Another guest posted that the album vibe definitely matches the color of the album cover. It has 1989 feels, Speak Now lyrics, fearless hints, and none of Reputation. Another fan wrote on Tumblr that she told Taylor she felt like the world is on fire, to which Taylor replied, yeah, we're living in a hellscape. That is the garbage.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for that. Interesting stuff right there.